Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. I hope that you are having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining us on today's call on the 11th day of Iyar and the 26th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of refuah, to celebrate a simcha or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Daniel Yalkut Mor D'Asra, Congregation Poalei Tzedek in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Yalkut reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130. And there is a link, as always, to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Yalkut will recite the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, followed by Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Yalkut concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Yalkut.
Sehi Naftali, and to the Orthodox Union for all of that you do for all Yisrael here in the United States and throughout the world, particularly in these dark moments that we live through. Parshas Emor brings us directly into the world of Yom Tov, that this is perhaps the most significant section in the Torah, which details with great detail all of the halachos of the Yom Tovim from Pesach all the way through Shmini Atzeres. Central to the description of Yom Tov in our Parsha is the enigmatic term Mikra Kodesh, which is often unhelpfully translated as Holy Convocation. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, writes that the term Mikra Kodesh contains within it the heart of the Yom Tov experience. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael, the Ramban writes, it is a mitzvah for the Jewish people, lihikabes beveis ha'elokim biyom meled, to gather in the house of God on the festival day, lekadesh hayom befarhesia, to sanctify the day publicly, betfila b'halel lekel, in prayer and thanksgiving to God, v'chsus nikia, in clean clothing, ula'asoso oso yom mishteh, and to make it a day of feasting and rejoicing. But the Ramban here asserts that there is, and this is of halachic significance to the Ramban particularly, that the definition of Yom Tov as Mikra Kodesh means that Yom Tov is a day that we gather together in the house of God in praise and song. It's a day that is distinguished by wearing Yom Tov clothing and by eating and drinking and rejoicing. That these are halachically definitional to what it means to be a Yom Tov. And yet this year, as we stand halfway between Pesach and Shavuos, this year Mikra Kodesh in its full glory has been painfully elusive. And I know that writ large we are all struggling with the fact that our observance of Yiddishkeit during these times, our ability to gather together as a community, to be able to live Judaism as it's meant to be done, as a tzibor, as a community that represents in its each community its own way the body of Knesset Yisrael of the Jewish people. The fact that we have been reduced to observing Judaism as atomized units is something that we all struggle with. So I'd like to share a brief story with you from my late Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yehuda Amital, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's a story that's been of great comfort to me over the last 2 months. It's a story that I shared with my shul shortly before we disbanded as this pandemic began to become clear what its impact would be. And it's a story which takes place during the days of the First Intifada. During the First Intifada, a number of the students of Rav Amital at Yeshivat Har Etzion were called back, pressed into service in the army unexpectedly. And they found that they would be in the army over Pesach. And they turned to the Rosh Hashiva saying their great concern that the starim that they were looking forward to, the seders of their extended family, the Torah that they would be sharing, the feasting, the rejoicing, the singing, everything that we associate with the seder, would be replaced by a rush, quickly going through on duty, quickly scarfing down a little bit of matzah, a little bit of grape juice. And they went to the Rosh Hashiva to ask for some kind of a strength of how they are supposed to view their diminished religious observance. And Rav Amital told them as follows. He was in a forced labor camp in Hungary during the Holocaust. When Shabbos came around, the only means he had of observing Shabbos was Friday morning. He would take the cleanest shirt in his possession. One can only imagine how dirty the cleanest shirt a teenage laborer in a labor camp during the Holocaust had. But he would take the cleanest shirt that he had, he would put in his pocket Friday morning, and an hour or so before Shabbos, wherever he was working, he would change into that shirt. And he said certainly that shirt was far from his regular Shabbos dress. But he said, you have no idea how meaningful it was to me to put on that shirt, much more meaningful than normally dressing for Shabbos is, because all of my emotions, all of the Shabbos that's normally translated, that's normally expressed, the Shabbos that's expressed through davening, through singing l'chadodi, through shalom aleichem, through sitting together with the family, through eating the challenge, all of the things that we associate that are the tools that we experience Shabbos, Rav Amital said, I had to compress all of my Shabbos into one shirt. And he said, if Shabbos can be condensed into a single shirt, certainly you will be able to find the power of Pesach in the moments that you have to be able, while you're on duty, and certainly they're on duty defending the Jewish people, to be able to take those moments and say, the moments that we have, we can experience all of Shabbos in one shirt. So certainly this year, our ability to achieve Mikra Kodesh, to be able to achieve the Ramban's full fulfillment of what a Yontif is about, is certainly circumscribed. But certainly, given the fact that our isolation is also in its own way, like the soldiers in the army, a way of protecting Knesset Yisrael and the rest of the world as well. But we can squeeze so much of our Mikra Kodesh into Rav Amital's shirt. I'd like to take the opportunity to be able to daven together as much as we can as a community over the phone to say three chapters of Tehillim, chapter 20, chapter 27, and chapter 130. Chaf, Chav Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, and that we're davening for the merit of all of those who are battling this terrible plague, all of those who are sick, who are struggling, all of the families that are trying to deal with this terrible machla, all the people in mourning, and for strength, all of our medical professionals, all of the wonderful people on the front line who are there doing their best and who families are sending them as their representatives to be able to help to bring healing to the world. I will be using a sitter that's been in my family for many years, a pre-war Polish sitter that belonged to my great-uncle, Moshe Schlesinger, Alav HaShalom, a Holocaust survivor. This sitter, printed in Warsaw in 1937, bears mute testimony to the continuity of Emuna through great crisis. At this little sitter, which over the decades has now been used for family brisim and family weddings and bar mitzvahs, is another physical reminder of Rav Amital's shirt. Chapter 20, Perek Chas. Lam Netzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzora Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkar kal minchosecha v'yoholasecha yidash netzela yitein lecha chil vavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei neranen abishu asecha uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai Kahom Shalusecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicha Yaneu Mishmei Kocho Bigvuroz Yeisha Yemino Elev Rechev Yeilev Asusim V'anachne v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Hema karum nafalu. Vanachnu kahamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia. Hamelech yaneinu. V'yahom koreinu. Chapter 27, Parak Chav Zayin. L'David Adonai Orivi Yishimi Mira Adonai Maus Chayai Mimi Avchad Bikrov Alai Mireim Lechol Es Bisari Tzarai Vaivai Li Heima Kashlehu V'nafalu. In the Hane, Lahai Machane, Lo Yirali B. Im Takum Alai Milchama, Bezosani Boteach. Achahasral Times Adonai, Osah Avakesh. Shivdi Vedes Adonai, Kol Yimei Chayai, Lachazos. Benam Adonai Uvaker Behei Cholau Kis Veneni Vistukau V'yom Ra Yassireni V'seser Olo V'tzur Yerom Veni V'atayar Roshi Olo V'aytzevivo Sai V'yazbacha V'olo Zivchei Serua Ashira V'azamra Hal Adonai Shema Adoni Koli Yakra Vechaneini Vaneini Lecha Amar Libi Bakshufanai Espanecha Adonai Avakesh Al Taser Panecha Mimeni Al Tabi Af Avdecha Ezrasi hayisa al ticheni al tazveini Elohei yishi Ki avivi miyazavuni v'adunai yasveini Horeini adunai darkecha Unachini v'orach mishor l'man shorurai Al tineni v'nefesh torai Ki kamu v'yedei sheker v'feyach chamas Lulei amanti liruos fitu Adonai beretz chayim Kavel Adonai chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavel Adonai Capital Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130 Shir hamalos v'mamakim kirasich Adonai Adonai shima v'kol itien aznecha kashuvos L'kol tachnunayim avonos tishmar yach Adonai mi yamad Kimachas licha l'man tivarei Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi V'lid varau chalti Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim l'boker shomrim l'boker Yachel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Yachazel V'arbeim Ofidus V'yivtaz Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Mishavech Avosein Abraham Yitzchak V'yakom Osharon David Shlomo Hu Yivarek V'yirapes Acholim Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachim Alei Hamach Mimal Merapo Samach Zikamach Yosam Vishlach Lehem Eirar Fuash Leon Shamayim Lchoy Vareyem Ulechol Gideyem Bezol Shachol Yisrael Rifuas HaNefesh Rifuas HaGuf Hashtav Agaloy Zankarib Minomar Amen Achein Kol Beis Yisrael Anasunim Betzarav Shivya Ha'omidim, ein bayam uvein v'yabasha, ha'makam yirachim aleihem v'yotim mitara l'rvacha me'afeila l'ora, u'mishibud l'gula, hashtab, agalav zankarib, v'nomar amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Yalkut. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Jonathan Muscat of the Young Israel of Oceanside in Long Island, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.